Yep, I'm back. 3:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, and he's Charlie Hurd. He writes the Nuclear Option column in the Washington Times. Today's is entitled, Give the Jogging Shrimp a Bike. How to Cut Federal Budgets. Charlie, I just cracked up when I saw that.
Yeah, well, you know, we've commiserated together about the what do they call it, the bike share program here with those idiotic red bikes that we suckers that pay taxes have to pay for all the freeloaders. Well, now they have they've spread the program to Pittsburgh, and we're now paying for the same program there. And I think it'd be a great idea to make all the lawmakers, they should have to ride that to votes. Instead of riding that little underground train, you know, that goes from their office buildings into the Capitol, they ought to be made to ride the bikes into the Capitol.
Yeah, you know, I read your piece today, and I had to laugh out loud because it is so true. We have a $3.6 trillion, whatever you want to call it, because it's not really an official budget, and these guys cannot figure out a way to trim anything from it. Yeah. Except for maybe like cutting off the White House tours.
you could take my dogs and sort of set up treats and have them go out and pinpoint places to cut, and nobody would feel it probably.
I know.
And yet these people think that they act like, and particularly President Obama, he acts like, you know, the federal government is so precious. Every little aspect of the federal government is so precious that to do the slightest little thing to try to rein it in. And remember, this is a place where spending has jumped 65% over the past 10 years. Mm. You know, we thought the government was too big 10 years ago. It's grown 65%. And the idea that these people, the only thing that they can find to cut around here is to go and cut off White House tours and tell the people that pay the money to operate the place, no, you're not allowed to come in here and take a look around, is just so deeply offensive.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been keeping tabs on the Obama phone. Did you see, this is that plan that hands out phones, cell phones like candy. Did you see by next year it's going to cost us $3.3 billion? And an internal audit showed that 41% of the recipients aren't entitled to them. And many of the phones have been issued to dead people.
Yeah, and the thing that I find so deeply disgusting about that is that, do you think that Obama for America campaign, do you think that maybe they have all those numbers and have all those the digits to text these people? Do you think that they have all that handy? I guarantee you that they do. And the notion that so-called liberals, classical liberals, would sit here and actually think that it was a good idea for the government to hand out these phones so that they can keep tabs on people, and so that they can rally them when they need to get more money out of taxpayers, it's really terrifying. It's like nothing we've ever been through in this country.
It's another thing I was laughing about was the three White House calligraphers that make about $100,000 a piece. Did you see where a TV station had a piece they put together showing that they used a computer-generated program for calligraphy, and it did a better job than what the White House calligraphers have done?
Wasn't that incredible? Although I keep waiting, I'm sort of worried about the TV station, because I keep waiting for the feds, FBI, to come busting down their door and arrest them all for forgery or something like that. I'm sure they'll trump up some kind of charges against them and to go after them.
Yeah. One of the latest expenditures that I really love is the fact that we're now spending $1.5 million to find out why 75% of lesbians are fat.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know it. I didn't realize that this was a problem. But now that I know it was a problem, I'm told by the federal government that it's a problem.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? I don't get that. It doesn't make sense. I mean, do you need to know?
No, I don't need to know. Well, first of all, $1.5 million to find out why 75% of lesbians are fat. Now think about that for a minute. $1.5 million. I can determine it in 1 second. They eat too much. That's why they're fat.
I think you have a future as a government scientist. I think
really?
You could get a million. I think you deserve $1.5 million right there.
Yeah, really, Charlie. I'll take half of it. Give me $750,000. I'll walk away. The reason you got fat lesbians is they eat too much. Simple as that.
Can I be like your secretary? Can I be your calligrapher?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you take up that job, I'll be your calligrapher, and
absolutely.
We can. And
look.
In fact, I will write. Because they're eating too much. In calligraphy, I don't know how to do calligraphy. I'll learn, and I'll write that for you, and then I could get $100,000 a year plus some cut of the $1.5 million you're getting paid, and I think I'd do that for years.
Charlie, look, people just have to be honest. Look, I'm an old, bald, fat guy, all right? The reason I'm an old, bald, fat guy, and fat
it's
in particular...
It's called a face for radio.
Yeah, okay, but the reason I'm fat is because I eat too much and I don't exercise enough. I mean, I can determine that. So if I can determine that, you mean to tell me it takes $1.5 million to get a bunch of wackos to sit around a table and go, well, we better discuss fat lesbians.
Well, in your defense, the federal government hasn't bought you a bike. And
well,
I think
true.
That maybe if the federal government
yeah.
bought you a bike and a docking station,
yeah.
then you wouldn't be, then it wouldn't matter how much you ate.
Yeah. And, you know, what I really need, I need a nanny Bloomberg, you know, to make sure that I can't eat the food that I want to eat, you know.
Anyway. Yeah, that really, I dare say that kind of blew up in his face a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it did, although he has vowed as recently as this morning to continue because obesity is a disease, and it's no longer a rich man's disease. It affects the poor. And so that's the angle they're taking now.
And did you see where he said that we're not banning anything? This is about portion control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. If that's not the new euphemism.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, listen, folks, if you haven't checked it out, read it. It's in today's Washington Times. It's by Charlie Hurt, and it's called Give the Jogging Shrimp a Bike, i.e. How to Cut Federal Budgets. All right, Charlie, listen, hey, you're going to be at CPAC, right?
I'm aiming to.
Okay, well, good. Maybe I'll see you down there. We'll be down there tomorrow.
Sounds good.
See you later.
See.
Charlie Hurt writes the nuclear option column for the Washington Times. 3:58, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.